You know what that sound means, Hugh?
No, I know what it used to mean.
Well, what does it mean now?
Well, it means now we're talking about the Phillies,
yeah,
right?
Matt, yeah, Matt,
you're talking about. I had a flashback.
Final Countdown?
To what?
Yeah. Do you really want to know?
I mean, I kind of do.
Well, you brought it to the audience's attention now.
I remember back in the day when you go to, like, the Choice Shoe Model Establishments, this was the song that they would parade all the, like, young ladies out to.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm just saying. I just had a flashback.
Well, this segment's not taking on your connotation.
I'm just saying.
There's
long,
that.
Long time ago, man.
Back in the day. All right, we're looking forward, not back here. The Phillies magic number.
I'm having a Jerry Jones moment.
Just watch yourself. Watch yourself. All right. The Phillies magic number after winning last night to clinch the National League East is now 26. So 26 now is the number. That's because the Braves also won last night. So we only chopped one off last night from 27 to 26 with the victory. Now, also yesterday we brought up the idea of just also clinching a playoff spot because there were some people out there recently that worried they're going to miss the playoffs.
You mean the King?
Yeah. So people, you know,
it was like it was a wrap. Kiss the baby.
A little concerned. So the Phillies now have a magic number of 22 to simply make the playoffs. It's 26 to win the division and capture the NL East. Now, I mentioned it didn't move more last night because the Braves won big in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, I was looking at that box score this morning. I did see some of the highlights early in the game. Max Fried pitched and Olsen hit a home run. But I was looking at the box score for the Braves, who won 10-6 last night in Minnesota. You know what I noticed?
What you notice?
Their leadoff hitter last night with 5 hits was Whit Merrifield.
This not is the a guy joke, that used to be frankly. Here.
Yeah, same guy.
That didn't do nothing for us.
Whit Merrifield, 5 hits last night for the Atlanta Braves.
That's crazy. He's become the man down there.
Was there a bigger lock than Whit going to the Braves and actually playing well for them?
You want to hear his full numbers now for the Braves?
Not really.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to make anybody happy.
Well, I got to read it now.
I'm looking at his average right now.
Ready? Oh. So for the Phillies, he hit 199 with a 277 on base and a 295 slugging percentage. That's like below Johan Rojas kind of offense, okay?
Oh, hold on. Leave Johan out of this.
Well, I'm just saying that's below.
That's how he always is. He's
it's
easy.
Below
that's easy.
The Rojas line. It's worse than Rojas. Since he got to the Braves, he's hitting 313 with a 427 on-base percentage and a 450 slug. Remember the best of Trey Turner this season? That's when he's been since he got there.
Oh, dude.
What are we doing?
So it's our fault.
I mean, someone's fault. His?
It's ours.
Well, we could blame him. He stunk here.
We didn't give him a standing O. See, if we'd have did that, he'd have been all right.
Oh, is that it?
I mean, I'm thinking. That's what it feels like.
I'm not happy about this.
No, it's nothing to be happy about. But I'm telling you, it has something to, you know, sometimes it changes scenery and, you know, helps out tremendously.
Can we just get him out this weekend? I can't have him come here and hit for 4 games. I can't do it.
That triple last week was enough.
I know. He had multiple extra base hits. 5 hits last. I mean, he used to be a good player, and he was an all-star a few times. I didn't think he had any 5-hit games left in that bat. But he had it yesterday. So the Phillies cut one off the magic number. It goes into tonight at 26 to clinch the National League East. Are we getting Nola tonight? Nola against Justin Verlander. That's a fun pitching matchup. Verlander still going into his 40s. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Let's go to Andy, who is in Westchester here. Hey, Andy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Andy. What are you thinking today?
Hey. Well, Hugh, I'm looking forward to battling you for last place in the fantasy league.
Hey, man, it should be fun, dog.
We need to come up with a punishment for that.
Yeah, so some of these fantasy football punishments are really good. I would love to see Hugh in the fantasy football punishment. That'd be great.
No,
I was even a bobsled. I was thinking about that a while ago when you were talking about things for him to do.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys happen to see the? I think we talked about it. The one recently where the guy had to go to McDonald's for 24 hours, but everything he ate would chop like a few minutes off of his time. So like the more he ate, the quicker he could leave McDonald's.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
I mean, I like McDonald's, but I don't think I could.
Sure, but with any kind of fast food, like how much can you actually consume at once?
Now, when I was younger, yes, but when you get older, the stomach don't.
So would you just hang out for 24 straight hours?
As long as until they kick me out.
I mean, I guess they can.
I probably get a shake. I could get a shake. I'll probably do the fish sandwich. I'll do the fish sandwich.
Excuse me.
But boy, I tell you, I would keep it to a minimum. They got some salads. They got some nice little salads. They got wraps
salads?
At McDonald's. No,
dude, please do not eat a salad.
I get a wrap. Yeah. I get a wrap or something.
Don't their salads have like a ton of calories too? Pretty sure the salads are really bad.
All right, you ready for this? Before Andy makes his point on the Eagles, here's what they had to do, okay? So this guy posted this. He had to go for 24 hours to McDonald's because he finished in last. And he was given a key. So everything he ate, he could chop minutes off. Ready? So like bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit was 45 minutes. Big breakfast with hotcakes was an hour and 20 minutes. That's a big one. Everything he ate counted as something. McChicken, 45. Filet-O-Fish, 45. If he went in the ball pit,
see,
that cut off 5 minutes.
Fish. Yeah, I'd ate a couple of filet of fish and called it a wrap. I could eat like four of those. I could probably do four.
Four filet of fish?
And then that's it. Like,
well,
four filet
that
fish.
Counts. That would take 3 hours off.
You said four. Okay, yeah, that's 45 you're right.
Minutes.
Yeah.
That's not worth it.
No, you got to go in hungry. All right, Andy, what do you think on the Eagles?
Damn.
I want to be in the room while they're making those rules up.
I know.
How do you decide what's worth what? So quick, I was thinking about this. One thing that happens when you're sitting on hold is there's so many things that come up, so you don't know what to get to. But Jerry Jones thing about him being far from able to run the team, he is still far from it. It was 28 years ago when he couldn't do it anymore.
Yes. He doesn't realize that he's getting further away from that by the day here.
So with the point you're trying to make, that I think you're really talking about two different things. I was talking to Kyle about this. The more likely to miss the playoffs or win the Super Bowl, I mean, you can't argue. It's logically they're more likely to miss the playoffs. But I think they're, you know, more they're going to win more than 11 ga- or 10 games, at least 11. So it's just sitting here listening to people argue with you, and it's about the point whether or not it's likely versus what do you think's going to happen.
Yeah, and Andy, they could, but I – the idea that they're a lock to win more than 11 games, I don't know if any NFL team. Yeah, but you said they're going to. I mean, I think they can, but I think there's a path to only 9 or 10 wins. I mean, I don't think that's crazy. They have a lot of question marks that I need to see the answer to before I feel like, all right, this is very certain to happen or probably will happen.
Yeah, I certainly don't think it's a lock, but I think they're going to, but maybe I'm wrong. I'm often wrong, so...
Well, I am too, and that's why no one agrees with me today, because they're like, you're wrong anyway.
Dude, it's been so much fun listening to the dog pile, though. Just everybody's pounding on you.
Oh, that's all right. And listen, today's one of those days where I hope everybody's right. That would make it great. Then everyone could say, you were a dummy, and then we're all, you know, we're at the NFC title game together, and it's a great time. That'd be great.
Yep. Well, anyway, that was pretty much it.
And, you got it, Andy.
I will see you guys tomorrow.
Sounds good. All yes, right. Fantasy draft tomorrow at Chickies of Pete. So Andy is one of our winners that entered the league. So we're excited for you tomorrow night. Hugh, he wasn't really talking trash. He was just saying he wants to battle you for last place.
Yeah, it'll probably happen. I got to...
Have you been working on your draft board?
Huh?
Have you been working on your draft board?
No.
Rankings.
I'm just going to go in
there. He was focusing on staying awake, first of all, man.
Yeah, that's probably my biggest priority.
We started 5 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Look, man.
Man, listen.
5 p.m.
It's a long day of work.
By the time 2 o'clock roll around, I'll be sleepy. I'm going to have to take a nap when I get off of work to get ready for the draft.
I do get, like, it's weird. Like, I get, like, that midday crash.
And then the weather's
feeling.
Changing. Like, yeah. Listen, I don't know
tomorrow.
How it is for anybody
hot.
Else. But we're in football season. And it's a little bit crisper. The air's a little bit crisper at night now.
Yeah, not tomorrow, though.
Yeah, but it's going to be... at night it gets crispy. 90, it gets a little crispy.
It's going to be crispy all day, 95 tomorrow.
Well, it's
going
to be crispy during the day, but I'm saying at night the air gets a little cooler. That's good sleeping weather, man. And plus, I'm getting closer to finding me a place to stay.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe.
He said for the fifth time in the last year.
This is the guy you trust about the Eagles right here?
Yeah, I might be moving soon.
All right, let me ask you a question. Just pick your brain a little
bit.
No. Because I know you've been
doing it. No, because I don't feel like you're asking me personal questions.
You're not,
I feel
not,
like you're
not,
about to be personal.
It's not personal.
Okay, fine.
I know you're doing a lot of fantasy football prep. I'm just wondering who you're going with if you get the number one pick. You could say that because the only way it matters is if you have the number one pick.
I don't know. Like, I've been hearing a lot about these running backs, man. I think this is going to be pretty. I don't know. I keep hearing Bijan Robinson's name.
He will be picked high.
Yeah, I heard. I keep hearing that name. I don't know, but I don't want to get nobody no cannon fodder just in case I don't get the number
one. Is McCaffrey a lock at one, or with that calf issue, is he not going to go one?
I don't know. Saquon Barkley might be a guy.
With all the tush push stealing of touchdowns?
Yeah, that kind of
that kind of hurt you with Swift last year.
Oh my goodness, that did me in last year. I don't know, man. I might go to self route. I might draft a quarterback first. Did he draft a quarterback first?
Did he drafted like Jake Elliott in the third round?
Yeah, that was a disaster.
It was a horrible draft.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll people get like uppity when you draft a quarterback
early. Maybe
I'll
just draft the defense early.
Don't do that. Trying to save you. We got to do one of these punishments for whoever finishes last place.
No, it's either receiver or running back you go first, right?
Yeah, primarily. Yeah,
primarily receiver.
It used to always be running back, but now because the game has changed so much and it's so much about throwing the ball, you see a lot of receivers.
I don't know, man. I don't know. CeeDee Lamb, maybe?
Taking a Cowboy in the first round?
Hey, man, listen, I'm trying to win, dog. I mean,
CeeDee's a good pick, yeah, obviously.
Maybe one of the receivers from Cincinnati?
Oh, Chase, sure. Yeah. I think he showed back up at practice yesterday, even though he doesn't have a deal. So
I was about to say Justin Jefferson, but I was like, damn, ain't nobody throwing him the ball. Oh, you know what?
I would probably do
Drake London.
From
that'd
the Falcons?
Be a bold. That'd be a bold
be
pick. That'd be a bold pick.
Well, by all means,
that'd be a bold.
And this
by all
is means. Why Hugh is in last. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Hugh, Joe, Kyle. What's up, man?
What's
hey, Terrence.
On, man?
What's up, pal?
You my guy, but I think I'm gonna take Swerbombs in the race, man. Swerbombs, he put on the jacket last night.
No, he put. Hey, listen. On. And when he did that, Terrence, I was thinking to myself, damn, he rolling around the bases. And then my pride said, oh, you can still get him, big dog.
Yeah.
You can still
Terrence,
get him.
Terrence Schwarber would smoke him.
Yeah, I think he would smoke him. And I'm going to go with, man, on the Phillies, I feel like if they keep this pace going, it's not about – I heard Howard Eskin, heard the dope one earlier. It's not about – he was right about one thing. It's not about winning the division. And not about nine. It's about what you do in the playoffs. And this team, man, if we can keep our bats going – and I believe we have a great shot. As for the Eagles, I said they're better off winning the Super Bowl than missing the playoffs. This team has a lot to prove. And like my man Hugh was saying, I believe Jalen Hurts learned from this. I believe Nick Sirianni learned from this. And they have the weapons, the pressure of weapons. And the key thing that Hugh said, I believe Kelce's in there. He's coaching up Juergens to the fullest. So we still got Mulata. We still got Lane. Last time I checked, we still got Dickerson. So we still have some key pieces on this line. I'm not worried about our back end on a cornerback. I'm not worried about our wide receivers, our running backs. I'm just worried about our interior line that's been the key for the Eagles almost the last decade.
Really the last 20 years. But you're right. Obviously, the Kelce part was the last decade or so. Terrence, that's a good point, one that we didn't bring up, Hugh, because the question about Kelce and Juergens, we had the discussion of how good Juergens is going to be now. Mm-hmm. The fact that Kelce's still around into an extent to help him.
Yeah, help him with the little nuances and stuff. Better athlete, too.
Absolutely.
But when Sundays gets there, he's not on the field with them, right?
No,
he's got to do it himself. At some point, the training.
Again.
Yeah, right. And look, I don't think I'm not worried about Juergens. I just think it's a natural drop-off from where Kelce was to where Juergens will be. But hopefully he gets there pretty quickly here.
And one more thing, Joe. Like with so much in the NFL, we all know that Kansas City is going to be there. Like, it's wide open. In the NFC, all you got is the Detroit Lions and San Francisco. The Eagles have a pretty good shot of going back to the Super Bowl, like you said. I'm going to give them the NFC ceiling. NFC, no less than it. But I'll pick Super Bowl.
So you said you were with you. NFC title game is like the they have to at least
get
there.
That's a silly. You got too much talent on this team.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of talent, Terrence. We appreciate it. It's a high bar. NFC title game?
Super high bar. I think they can make it, though.
Well, they could. I mean, of course they could make it. It's a matter of if they're going to get there or not. Yeah, I think Juergens is one of the X factors for the season. There's no question.
Yeah.
It's not even Juergens. It's like Juergens moves from guard to center. Okay, but then they got to put Becton in at the guard spot. That is a bizarre situation. Doesn't it feel like the Eagles kind of let themselves a little thin on the O-line for the first time in a long time?
Yeah, but I feel that they feel that they have enough skill positions that it could compensate for the lack of depth.
But they never think like that. They never build a team like this.
Yeah, they don't, but they pushed it. Man, listen, they ain't never signed two
receivers
that they paid that kind of money to either. So I think it's a different way of thinking. Different philosophy. And it goes back to that point that you said one of the GMs or defense coordinators made about Jalen. They feel like with Jalen that they're in a Super Bowl window and they gave him as much talent as they possibly could. They went out and got they got a third receiver that was a former first round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
They've pushed their chips into the middle of the table with this offensive coordinator and this quarterback and say, hey, listen, he could be a second-tier quarterback and get you to the Super Bowl. Hell, Brock Purdy was considered a second-tier quarterback, and he got to the Super Bowl, so why not?
Well, that's absolutely true. You don't need a tier one quarterback to get to the Super Bowl, right? Because I would say most quarterbacks that get there, if we're using the tiers the way they define them,
yeah.
Most quarterbacks that get there are tier twos, right? Unless you have Mahomes, you know that other the next grouping of quarterbacks, you can win with those guys. The Eagles can absolutely they did it already. They got to a Super Bowl. They almost won a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts. That's not the question. It's the other stuff around Jalen, and if it's good enough. Ken in Cinnaminson, what's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Hey, Ken. What's up?
Hey, well, before I get to the Eagles, it's good to know that Ron Romanko has an easy answer for Taiwan Walker. It just involves tearing up his contract, tearing up the collective bargaining agreement, and disbanding the Players Association.
Who That's needs the CBA, Ken? These CBAs. Who needs those things?
Yeah, we're all set. There's only one way this ends, and that's with the Phillies outrighting Taiwan Walker. After they DFA him and he refuses to go. So I don't know why they're wasting another minute of their lives on this and mine, since I'm going to be down there at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon when it's 140 degrees,
Ooh.
Watching him mope through 3 2/3 innings with 93 pitches and 7 runs. Like, really? Just give me my refund now. Joe, mathematically, the Eagles are more likely to miss the playoffs than win the Super Bowl, as is every team in the NFL. Realistically, the safest bet in the NFL since he became a head coach is that Nick Sirianni's going to make the playoffs, because he's never not made the playoffs as a head coach in the NFL. This team is absolutely positively going to make the playoffs. They are absolutely positively going to win the division. And because of that fact, that does not mean they are likely to win the Super Bowl, but they are more likely to win the Super Bowl than they are to miss the playoffs. It's not math; it's reality.
So, I mean, you're right about Sirianni, but I mean, Ken, it's a smaller sample, right? It's not Andy Reid with the Chiefs, where it's a decade plus. We got 3 years of evidence. That's good. 3 really good years, 3 playoff years.
You can only go by what you have.
I understand that, but
you can only go by what you have. But we're the things that you're worried about. I'm telling you, when the season's over, you're going to come back to me. You're going to do one of these. What Kyle's going to have to do. After the Sixers don't make the conference finals, and he's going to have to go on the air and tell me he'll never question my wisdom again, you're going to come back to me the same way. Like, I can't believe I was so worried about the pass rush. It is the number of sacks that a defense generates is an overrated statistic compared to the other statistics that the defense is responsible for. If they have a +6 or better takeaway ratio, and Jalen Hurts does not turn the football over 20 times by himself, this is going to be a good defense. And that's all you really need. The pass rush immediately gets better when you make the back end of the defense better, and everybody recognizes that the back end of this defense has been improved dramatically.
Dramatically.
So, it's you're worrying about numbers like how many sacks they're going to have. And there's the Baltimore Ravens had the best defense in the NFL last year, and they were a middle of the pack team in sacks.
I agree. It's pressure. It's just the sacks are a number we could kind of hone in on and say that. But you're right. I mean, it is. But that's part of it too. And Ken, we appreciate it. I don't know where the pressure's coming from.
I do. When you ask me, I'll tell you.
Go ahead. Where's the pressure?
Bryce Huff.
Okay.
Said it with a straight face. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be fine, man. I think they're going to have to be creative in the way that they do things. No question about that. But I think Bryce is going to make his money. Bryce is going to do his thing.
So the other part of this is they're a very young defense. I'm not individually down on any of these guys. I just don't know if they're ready. Like, this might be a year away from what we want it to be. Bryce Huff is young, and Nolan Smith is young, and Quinyon Mitchell's young, and Cooper DeJean, and Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
There's a lot of young guys.
Yeah, Jalen Carter. I mean, the Eagles' defense 1 year from now could be what we
need them to be.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when that's coming.
Them
3 months. They got 3 months.
What about the games in the first 3 months?
Well, the offense better care today. That's all I got to say about
30
that.
Points per game?
30, at least. Mm. I'm confident with that number.
Can we hear Nick Wright again? Nick Wright yesterday, FS1. This has got everyone all riled up. And listen, you're going to disagree probably what he said. I just don't think it's crazy. I think the Eagles are going to win 10 games, but if they win 9 and they're in the muck of the NFC playoff race, it would not surprise me. Here's Nick Wright yesterday, NFC East rankings.
At number 3 is the Philadelphia Eagles. Gosh. They've lost 6 of the last 7 games. They had a bottom 4 defense across the board in the NFL last season. They lost a future Hall of Famer, the leader of their team, the best player on their offense. Their coach and their quarterback don't get along. Their coach was known for one thing, kind of being a jerk on the sidelines, and now he's been like, no, I'm going to stop that. If anyone else could have told him that was a bad idea years ago, classic 2, once again. And all of those things, they come into the season on the hot seat. They have 2 great receivers. I know that. I don't know much else about this football team other than their GM loves the acquisition of, I knew who that guy is. Jahan Dotson? Oh, yeah, I remember him.
He's good.
Is he? Is he a third receiver? Based on what?
Well, Sam Howell.
Based on what?
Well, based on his draft pick status, that's why Dotson is here, because he was a first round pick.
Can I say this, because I feel like, and I'm not picking on Nick, but it feels to me like this story, and the story I heard the other day about a similar situation, was that they're just not getting up to speed to what we've been talking about for months. Like we've already had these conversations.
Oh, the worry about the team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We've already had these conversations. You know how we do a show every day here, Boots on the Ground, and we talk about, you know, the different things that are going on with this team because we're here.
Right.
And we're passionate.
Oh, I think you're right. I think you're right about this.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just sounds to me like, because they do the national thing, which, I mean, hey, they do a good job. They're just now getting up to speed to what we've been talking about and been past for like months.
So it's interesting to me. We it goes in waves. Everything we talk about, right? The excitement versus worry. We've been doing it with the Phillies all year long, right? Like excitement. Now down, back up. It just goes in waves. And what I find interesting is we are now in the high tide in terms of Eagles hype. Season's next week. All those worries, all those roster spots that we're not sure of, they're all going to work out, right? We have this optimism. And they might. I acknowledge they might. The Eagles have a lot of ingredients to be a very good football team. But I also have these questions at parts that I consider really important, which is the O-line and the D-line. Losing Kelce, losing Cox, the pass rush. We'll see. And a caller brought up something earlier that was interesting. Jalen in a new offense, right? He's got to learn the new offense and get comfortable. You know, you look back at his career when he's got a new coordinator. Usually takes him about a month, and then it gets rolling. And, you know, can they win over the first month if he's not rolling? We'll see. We'll see what it all looks like. 215-592-9494. By the way, congratulations to our winner of today's prize. Sue won the 4-pack of tickets, the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Casino Hotel, September 5th. You see the new 2025 model introductions from all the major boat manufacturers. Tickets on sale now. AC In-Water Boat Show. .com. So congratulations, Sue. Our coming up is